Welcome back. Wow. Well, thank God for the rain of revelation that has been falling since we started this episode of Rapture Watch. And we trust you've been very blessed by the Most High God. Okay, Brother Gabriel?
Yes, sir. Daddy, since you were talking, sir, I took time to listen. And you were answering why the importance of this seal to us as believers. Now, this seal was revealed to John. So, sir, would you agree with us to say God actually made John see this thing that was going to happen because some of it was already fulfilling in his time? Is that the only importance of this?
No, the whole book of Revelation, yes, sir, is a book of the end time events. Things that will happen on earth here from that time. After Christ died on the cross and resurrected, that was when he qualified to activate chapter 5. It began before even chapter 5 come to tell us what he qualified, how he qualified, why he is the one that qualifies. Remember that in chapter 2 and chapter 3, it lets us see the period of the church ages.
That's right.
Okay? That is the period of the church ages. Chapter 2, chapter 3. Then, that is the church. Because, you know, then in chapter 4, it lets us see the standard that God is going to use to counter the flood of the Antichrist, the gate of hell, that will come on that church he has shown us in chapter 2 and chapter 3. Then coming to chapter 5, it lets you know the authority he has. And he gets that book of redemption.
Amen.
And then it begins now, you know, to reveal the standard that God was going to use to keep the church going. It is actually the bride's anointing.
Hallelujah.
You know, so not only that, for the seals, after the seals, he leads you to so many, you know, things. Maybe we should also go to chronology of the whole book of Revelation too, the fulfillment, because it is actually the divine agenda.
Okay.
You know, it takes you from there, leads you to, you know, let us know when the rapture takes place and what happens after the rapture. We talk about the vials, the trumpets, the judgment that comes, and then, you know, shows us the position of the bride in heaven, wearing, in chapter 7, white robes, you know, waiting there. And then it lets us also know, we now understand during the fifth seal,
yes, sir,
where we see souls that are under the altar crying for revenge.
Amen.
Now is understood now with what happened during the Holocaust.
That's right.
And then is now through statement that are made there, we are able to know that there are other Jews. There's a period that other Jews are going to go through the same kind of persecution, tribulation that they went through. Say, wait first, which takes us to the last week, the Antichrist. You see, these things are made clearer and clearer and clearer. And then by the time that happens, you now see the bride of Christ that we see in chapter 7 in robe, washed with the blood of the Lamb. That is what made them wear white.
That's right.
They are the ones now seen in chapter 19. Now the material, their dress, the quality changes to that of royalty.
Amen.
That is when they said the bride has made herself ready. And what is the evidence? She is now crowned to come and rule as a queen on the earth.
Amen.
And it comes and they take over the earth. Rule for 1,000 years. Taking us, that is what you see in chapter 20. After chapter 19, you see chapter 20, where you see the throne set in verse 4.
That's right.
And they rule for 1,000 years. Before you go again and see where the Satan is put in the bottomless pit, And then everything rounds up to the white throne judgment.
Mm.
And then we are all else for the second resurrection, they come up. And we see the new Jerusalem coming down there in chapter 19, correct?
Chapter 21.
They are robed in chapter 19. Chapter 21, the bride of Christ coming down and described as the new Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then on and on like that is a chronology, you know, of the fulfillment. These all were shown to John.
Amen.
And he put them in this prophetic book called the Book of Revelation. This is a revelation that lets us know how the matter that started in Genesis, how it will be ended up. We have verse 15, Genesis chapter 3, when the bruising of the head and the heel of the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent will finally, you know, end up. Now, this gate of hell that we see in Revelation chapter 6 is the fulfillment of bruising the heels, Satan. The heel, there is progress of the church.
Mm.
You saw, attacking the church, the gate of hell, attacking the church, attacking and all that will happen that period.
Mm.
That is what was prophesied in verse 15 of Genesis chapter 3.
Hey.
And the bruising of his head is what finally annihilates him. And remember that other judgment is given to him, Christ.
Hallelujah.
So finally, cutting the head, as well, is dead. It's dead. It's finished. Totally finished. It's going beyond putting him in the bottomless pit.
As the white throne.
Bringing him out. And together with all his prophets and whatever it is, they put together in the lake of fire. And then the matter is closed. And he won't, don't add, don't subtract to this revelation. Because what you see will surely come to pass.
Amen.
Woo. My God.
Hallelujah. Okay. So next week, we'll be taking Understanding the Seals 2, but it will be the chronology of Revelations. So please don't mix the next episode of Rapture Watch.
Because you need to know.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
You know, the first one, I'll prove it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what the first seal is all about.
Amen.
And how it was fulfilled. Now that is where my ministry comes as a teacher.
Amen.
So I'll be coming to teach you.
Amen.
I'm not a prophet.
Amen.
I'm now what the prophet prophesied in this book of Revelation, prophet John, is what I will now make you understand as events make prophecies clear.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, in closing, any ministry that is of God must have oppositions.
Why are you so scared? This is the third time you're reading this episode. No, you are afraid.
It's only the pastoral ministry.
That is what Apostle Paul said to Timothy. All that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. They are the temptations. Every Christian that will live godly in Christ, there shall be persecution. There shall be trials.
Okay.
There shall be difficulties. And all this is God's means of keeping you in the track for that light you have to shine. Because it's a great light that despite all the frustrations you face, you refuse. You know, in the first church age,
Yes, sir.
So shall look when we shall come to, it started with the white horse. Why did he become red, the next beast color? Why then did he become
black?
You will notice that the more he was killing the Christians, the more people were getting converted. Why? There must be something in this religion, this Christ, that will make somebody be ready to die, and they are offering themselves to die instead of running away, instead of denouncing it, because all you needed to do is denounce it. All the attack we receive is to denounce the faith. Especially if you are making impact. If you are not making impact, Satan has nothing to do with you. Everybody will love you. Everybody will love you. But if you are making impact, Satan will plant serpent seeds, tears in that ministry along your pathway. And that is why we must be very, very watchful about the partners we pick for wife, for husband. Because Satan can smuggle his own to attack your ministry, to attack your friend. Those of us who we know we have ministry, you the younger ones, don't marry anyhow. Be sure who you are marrying will add value to your spiritual life. If not, be ready for it. Every one of us. But God can also allow that, even that your wife, even that your husband, to bring out what is in you. Always remember that the aroma of the rose flower,
the odor,
the aroma, the scent, I mean to say, comes by squeeze. So the Christian virtue is also produced by a squeeze of problems. That is where you see the virtues of Christ expressed in you. So yes, don't be afraid, because he assured us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
This is
the assurance that he assured all of us. He says that verse 13. What does he say?
There are no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man.
That is, don't worry, it happened to Christ. It happened to those in the first church ages. It's going on even now.
But God is faithful.
That is the confidence we have.
Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are
because
able?
Because there is a grace he gives you.
But will the temptation also make a way to escape?
So that
ye might be able to bear
that it. That is the assurance we have.
Amen.
And always take note of Romans 8:28.
God.
That all things
Amen.
Work
Amen.
Together for good to them that love God
Amen.
And to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Amen.
Comfort yourself by these words.
Hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the living God. We want to say a big thank you to our pastor. The Bible says the words of the wise, Ecclesiastes 12:11, are as goats and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. Thank you so much, Pastor Moses. You're a teacher indeed. In fact, the Lord has used you to bless me through this episode of Rapture
Open
Watch.
Our eyes.
Yes, open our eyes. Thank you so much. And a big thank you to all sponsors of Bright TV.
Amen.
Eyes of people are being opened, and all because of the sacrifices you are making. We pray that the Lord will continue to bless you, and you will never lack seed to sow into the program of God. Thank you. And next week, we'll continue on this fire. God bless you. Shalom.